Penguin Random House Audio presents Deep Freeze by John Sanford. Read for you by Eric Conger. 1. David Berkman sat in his living room with an empty beer can in his hand and stared sadly at his oversized bachelor's television, which wasn't turned on. A light winter wind was blowing a soft, lovely snow into the storm windows. He needed to get out in the morning to plow the drive. But he wasn't thinking about that, or the winter, or the storm. He'd gotten away with it, he thought. That didn't make him much happier. David, he thought of himself as David rather than as Big Dave, Deverino, Davissimo, D-Man, Chips, or Bug Boy, didn't consider himself a killer. Not a real killer. He was simply accident-prone. Always had been. Accidents were one reason he'd been elected as Class of 92 Funniest Boy, like the totally unfunny time when he hadn't gotten the corn chips out of the vending machine in the school's junk food niche. He'd tried to shake the bag loose and the machine had tipped over on him, pinning him to the cold ceramic tiles of Tripton High School. Everybody who'd seen it had laughed. The fat boy pinned like a spider under a can of peas, even before they were sure he wasn't injured. Even George Marks, the assistant principal in charge of discipline, had laughed. He had, nevertheless, given David 15 days of detention, plus the additional unwanted nickname of Chips, a nickname that had hung on like a bad stink for 25 years.